BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's Friday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We are back from the semi-finals of the Euros in France. Olly Murs is back and brings his new single to us, Naturally. Greg's playing Real or No Real, and our new BBC Sport colleague, Alan Shearer, confirms some incredible news.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon. This is Scott Mills. Hey, Chris, you all right?
Hey, Scott, you good?
I'm really good. We are back from actual Paris after... Well, I think a triumphant alternative commentary last night on the BBC Red Button. I enjoyed it so much.
I kind of want to put my commentary voice back on now.
Don't do it. Not now. Can I just say thank you so much for all of your very kind comments about the alternative commentary that we did on the BBC Red Button last night for the France-Germany game. Absolutely overwhelmed, actually, Chris.
Oh, totally. For me, it was the greatest 90 minutes of my life, in fact.
So far,
yeah. A real honour to be part of BBC Sport for one night only.
So life has peaked, would you say?
Yeah, it does feel that way a little bit. Yeah. But I really enjoyed it. I thought you did brilliant as well.
Thank you, I really enjoyed it.
I got to say, I thought we got right involved. I think we did the best we could.
Damien and Kings Lynn, I applaud you. I have tried for years to get my partner to watch football. I put it on with your commentary and she sat and watched the whole game, laughing throughout.
Do you know what? If you want to see it back, maybe you missed it last night, or maybe you were watching with the original commentary and you'd quite like to hear how it sounded with the alternative commentary, you can actually watch this now on BBC iPlayer. So give that a look. And you can find it quite easily just because there's an amazing picture of me and you, Scott, on the front. You've got a German flag wrapped around you and I'm wearing a French shirt. So search it out, BBC iPlayer for the alternative commentary.
And iPlayer is on there already, is it?
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow, okay. So yeah, France and Germany, BBC iPlayer.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah, Charlotte on the M5 is all over it. Proper summer vibes for Bob Sinclar and Someone Who Needs Me. It's one of them annoying samples where you're like, what's this song? And then it becomes clear that it's a song called For Once In My Life. Good work, Bob, thanks. New Music Friday.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Right, you know we're giving away these tickets all over the summer to go to all of the festivals. We've already given away tickets to Radio 1's Big Weekend, to Glastonbury, and to Tea in the Park. This weekend, it's the turn of V Festival. So tune in to Dev. That's going to be Saturday, tomorrow, from 8 o'clock, and find out what you need to do. I reckon it'll be quite similar to all the other competitions in terms of what you need to do. But listen to Dev, 8 o'clock tomorrow, and you can get tickets to go to V. You've been to V before?
Yeah, love it.
It's a really good one. So Glastonbury, Tea in the Park, Big Weekend, we've brought them all to you. Next is V Festival. Dev tomorrow morning from 8 o'clock. Bieber's going to be there. What do you mean? Better make up your mind. What do you mean? Good afternoon, I'm Scott Mills, the Pogba of Radio 1. Is it Pogba?
Pogba.
That's from David. He says, I heard Chris call you that on the alternative commentary last night. Yeah, I've just remembered that you called me that. What does that actually mean? I'm the Pogba of Radio 1.
Yeah, stuff just keeps coming back from last night, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I was basically saying Pogba was rumoured that he was going to go for 100 million to Man United yesterday. I was basically making comparisons between Pogba and you,
salary-wise
and
get you.
And that kind of thing.
Hilarious. No, I did actually really enjoy it last night because you did talk about the football and I didn't as much. I was more about the people getting in touch and about the snacks
they
were eating. I was like the party vibe and you were like the technical guy. And because of that, I think we made a great partnership last night.
It was good fun, wasn't it?
So thank you. What we're going to do, I think it'd be nice to catch up with Alan Shearer after 1:30 this afternoon, if we can get hold of him, just to see what he thought of the alternative commentary on the Red Button.
Well, he
last
said
night.
Some very nice stuff on Twitter last night. Makes sense to get him on, doesn't it?
Well, he said, I heard you nailed it, lads. So,
as well. I kind of feel like we're getting pally with Alan Shearer. And I really want to encourage that, if I'm brutally honest.
I know.
So, yeah, I think we should get Alan Shearer on just to be friends with him.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that okay with you?
It's a slight abusive position, I would say. But
Everyone would do the same.
I know that a lot of the production team do have Alan Shearer's number because we do need to call him, but I also know that they're purposefully keeping it away from you.
Yeah, okay, fine.
You don't have that at the moment. It's just a cheeky little DM now and again, isn't
it? Good to speak to him.
So, Shearer after 1:30. I'm pleased to announce that back again, another important day for sport. It's the annual men's semis joke for Wimbledon at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So, stop what you're doing. Maybe if you are at work, plan a break around the annual men's semi-joke because it's back at 2 o'clock, bigger and better than ever. Bangers are back on today at 2:40. Obviously not been on for the last couple of days because Alice has been here when we've been in Paris, but it's me against him with the tunes at 2:40. And then Ollie Murs will magically appear at 3 o'clock this afternoon. He's got a new song out, right? And he's done a good one. Make sure when you come in, give him a big hug and a pat on the back and go, mate, you've done a good one.
Very excited to see him. It's been a while since Merz has been here.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
People listen to me for a while, people that have heard me for a few years, will know all about this joke. They'll be all over the men's semis. If you are a new listener and you haven't been here since the beginning of time, you won't be disappointed. And it's coming up in half an hour. It's the annual Wimbledon men's semi joke. Even if you've never heard it before, make sure you're here. It's a bit of an appointment to listen at 2 o'clock. Hello to Fiona, who's like, miss you guys yesterday, but love Alice also. Is Bangers back on today? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
2:40. I've got a really good one today.
I've got I've got a really, really good one now. Do you know what? I swapped mine really last minute.
Oh, you have you?
Yeah, I have. Because of circumstances. All will be explained.
Right. Is it something to do with the sport?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Right. I think I know what you've gone for. I can second guess that. Also, Ben, who is chairman of Borough Bridge Young Farmers, has been on saying well done for the commentary last night, lads. And keen for you to come to play Yorkshire Young Farmers tomorrow night,
yes,
Chris.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that tomorrow night. Good news, by the way. We're going to have Alan Shearer very shortly. Legend.
Oh, yeah. Where is he?
Do you know what? He is in Paris. He just popped out of the British ambassador's house, apparently, to give us a call. Awesome. What a legend.
That's the kind of thing you get invited to if you're Alan Shearer.
Can I just say, I think we're really getting in with the BBC Sport people. We're on the train coming back this morning.
Yes!
Guess who said hello? And we didn't even go up to him.
No.
This is how we're respected now.
Also, we were really unelegantly sat on the floor in the Eurostar terminal waiting to come to London. Who pops up? All right, lads.
Rio Ferdinand.
Actual Rio Ferdinand. It's like, how did it go last night? And we're like, yeah, it went really well.
It's like being one of them. It's brilliant.
And then he went, why are you lying on the floor? And you're like, just a bit tired, really. Hey, this is so true of what happens when people come back from their first holiday away without their parents or their first holiday with their mates. So Millie's been on, right? Got back from Cavos yesterday. 17. First time away from home. Already has separation anxiety from her friends and is looking at last-minute deals to go back.
Aww.
Right, every time I play a gig in any of those resorts, you always meet people that are there for the second or third time that year because they're like, I can't deal with this back at home.
Mm.
I'm just going to get a 200 quid deal and just go back out there again.
It is hard to adjust back to normal life, isn't
sure
it?
Sure is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads more coming in. Good job last night, lads. Even avoided watching the football down the pub because they had the normal commentary. So myself and the other half could listen to you shout, sniff it, whenever the German manager was on screen. Yeah, it was different commentary last night, or alternative commentary.
There has been a lot of love. And you know, we saw so many of the messages. There were hundreds, if not thousands, on that hashtag R1 commentary. Thank you so much, everyone who got involved.
The man that made it all possible in the first place is on the phone now. Alan Shearer, hello.
How are we, guys? Did you enjoy it?
Do you know what? We really did. And thank you very much for all your support on social media as well. You sent a message last night saying, I heard you nailed it, lads. What have you heard from people?
All the reports, I read the same as you do. I was on social media looking at it because I was interested to see how you were doing. They were all positive. Very rarely do you get all positive on social media. You guys nailed it.
Thank you so much. It means a lot from you.
I like that you're looking out for us, Alan. You do feel responsible.
Now, aren't you? You're my pals now, aren't you? I feel responsible for it, yeah.
So good.
That's the idea. Hey, listen, anyway, here's some of your commentary from last night, just so we can compare.
Griezmann's got to hit it left-footed. Neuer jumping.
This is Five Live.
Here comes Griezmann, and it's into the net. Neuer went to his left. Griezmann's shot went to Neuer's right. And France are in front.
So that's how they do it on the BBC, on Five Live.
The professionals there.
And here's the same goal, but with us on the alternative commentary.
Griezmann steps up. Griezmann against Neuer. It's a goal, Scott.
It's a goal? For who?
Griezmann, France.
France, OK.
Come on.
Just wanted to bring you a little flavour there, Alan, of how different they were, Five Live and our commentary.
You've been doing it all your lives, haven't you?
Yeah. We also even had some little songs for some of the players too.
It's Giroud. He has a real chance here. If he can hurry up, what's wrong with him? I don't want to use the word, but slow as a donkey. Giroud should have done better there.
Chim chimini, chim chim, chiri chim
Giroud. I mean, the song almost matched the attack there of Giroud. That was pathetic.
Can you see a time when there'd be songs for the players on your coverage?
It's definitely alternative commentary anyway, but yeah. I tell you what, I love it. I think it's brilliant.
Oh, you're so proud, Alan.
Chimney, Giroud. It was trending
anyway,
last...
I've got some more news for you guys.
Oh, right, OK. So can you just confirm or deny this?
Yeah, because if this is true, this is absolutely mad.
Right, so as we left France this morning... on Eurostar, we received an email asking if we would be interested to do the alternative commentary for the Euros final on Sunday, which of course we are, Alan.
Is this real, Alan?
You boys, see what I sought out for you boys? You passed with flying colours last night and you're coming back on Sunday.
But is this some kind of cruel joke at our expense?
Definitely not a cruel joke. Right. It's happening. You're coming. You get your train booked again. You're coming on Sunday.
Someone told me about this morning, and I was in such a weird place from everything that happened last night. I didn't quite take it in, and just assumed someone was going to go, "Yeah, it was a good idea," but I don't know. BBC Sport aren't keen. Scott, they actually do. It seems want us back to do an alternative commentary at the final.
I mean, Alan, if you like, I know that you would feel bad if it was, you know. I mean, don't get us wrong. We had a great time last night. If this is where the story ends, so be it.
No, what are you saying?
No, it's just the beginning, guys. It's just the beginning.
We're doing the final.
We're going to do the final of the Euros. Thank you, Alan, so much for giving us this opportunity.
We are forever in your debt. Thank you very much, Alan Shearer.
Thank you, guys. Well done, and please enjoyed it.
Well, we'll see you on Sunday.
Very quickly, Alan, predictions for Sunday. Who do you think is going to win the whole thing?
I think France will win 2-3-1.
2-3-1.
Do you know, even though I know nothing, it was so incredible last night after we walked out of the broadcast centre where we did the commentary, because obviously France won, we were in France. The celebrations, I've never heard or seen anything like it all over the city. It's such an incredible vibe.
It was awesome, wasn't it? It was brilliant the way they celebrate, how happy they were. It was just a superb party atmosphere. In a way, I'm pleased that that France got through as well because of what's happened here and in recent months, and it'll help pull the country back together. It was just it was brilliant to be part of it afterward.
We'll miss the German manager, of course. Who's been a highlight this tournament.
We'll miss him.
But anyway, look, so this is confirmed then, Alan. Thank you so much. We will see you. I mean, you're like our colleague now, aren't you?
I'll see you on Sunday. I look forward to it.
It's happening.
Right. Okay, then see you soon. As you know, it's not all about our football alternative commentary. Something very important is happening today at SW19. Isn't that right, Chris Smith?
That's right, Scott. It's the only time of year when you can mention a postcode on the radio. SW19. A big day of action at Wimbledon today. And we can now cross to Simon Mundy, who is live on Centre Court right now. Hello, Simon.
Yeah, hi, Chris. Like you say, a massive day for Wimbledon. The 7-time champ, tennis's Mr. Smooth, Roger Federer, up against the Clark Kent lookalike, Milos Raonic. And you can hear their match in the background, Fed under the cosh just now. Then we have Andy Murray in action, looking to lift the spirits of a nation in need. He faces the big-hitting Czech, Thomas Burdick. So, what a day to be here. Lucky me. A real career high, this. I'm going to be sat in my commentary box here on centre all day, admiring a couple of frankly enormous men's semis. Back to you, Scott.
Scott Mills Daily.
Well, that was kind of our song in Paris, wasn't it, Chris? Not that we were on...
Kind of, yes.
We weren't on any kind of, gay mini breaks. I did say on the radio in the last couple of days, just because it did feel like that at times. We were, having some snails, having some walks in the sun.
Some Crocs.
A lot of Crocs, both Monsieur's and Madame's. What's the difference?
One's got an egg on.
That's it.
See, we've learned quite a lot as well. Yeah. It has been quite educational. But yeah, we did find ourselves walking around the street singing that song.
With Magic Mucka.
So different experiencing the Euros and football with you compared to like my mates.
I totally get that, yes. It could be one of our songs that we drop when Portugal score, maybe.
If Portugal score.
If Portugal score, that's what I meant, yeah.
We need to get that right.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at you for that one rather than me, to be honest.
Do you know what we're trying to do on Twitter at the moment? It does feel like we've got to rush to prepare this right now, given that the final's
we
on
have.
Sunday and it's
Sunday.
Friday.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to do is, we play songs when various players touch the ball. Worked well yesterday for Ozil. We had Magnetic Eyes, but we had various other Chim Chimney, Giroud. We need some for the Portuguese players, which is actually proving quite tricky right now.
Right, so who have we got?
Well, so far we've had some great suggestions for Nani. There's loads for him, to be honest. Nani, are you okay? Are you okay? Smooth criminal there. And... Nani, what's my name? Which we'll probably use,
of course.
But Nani aside, we need some more.
Can we might point out that we're kind of sorted for Nani. It's just the other Portuguese players that might touch the ball. We need some songs for them, and also any kind of celebration songs that you might know from Portugal that we could play when they score a goal. If they score a goal.
Well, basically, let's all team together on this one. We go again on Sunday.
Wow. It's been a big show already today. If you've not heard, Alan Shearer was on the phone saying that we nailed our alternative commentary last night on the BBC Red Button. And because of that, he's managed to sort that we are doing coverage of the final. France-Portugal on Sunday evening. Not only that, that's incredible. Mm. The annual men's semi-joke from Wimbledon has already been on. A lot of people were in work, gutted they missed it. You'll be able to listen again to it on the Scott Mills Daily podcast tonight if you missed it. I know a lot of people did. I'm sorry. It was on at quite short notice, but you can listen again on iPlayer later or on the Scott Mills Daily podcast.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Any songs we can slightly change the lyrics or the titles of to fit with any French players or... Portuguese players at the Euros on Sunday. We're running out of time here, Chris.
Yeah, we're getting loads of good suggestions, though. So cheers, everyone.
Just call my name.
Don't call my name. Ronaldo. Yep, that's a good one.
What's that, Lady Gaga?
Yeah. Do you know what? Even if the songs are a little bit old, I don't think that matters at this point. Pepe Don't Preach.
Pepe Don't Preach could be good. What do you mean it doesn't matter if they're a bit old? We played Chim Chimney for Giroud last night. What are you on about?
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Rob, who's a massive football fan, he says, is it worrying anyone else that Scott doesn't seem to know who's playing or what time on Sunday? I'm all across it. I'm just a bit tired from Paris here. It's going to be absolutely fine. Don't worry about it. People are loving this, trying to find songs to go with the players for Portugal and France, aren't they?
Yeah, it's good. Even like Grease Lightning for Ronaldo kind of works, doesn't it?
Kind of does.
Mills Daily.
The bangers are back.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Where are you in the actual UK, please?
York.
Okay, and you watched our alternative commentary on Red Button last night, I understand.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Are you a football fan?
I am, yeah, I am.
But you still chose to listen to us?
Yeah, what made you choose us then?
Okay, so we've got Titanic action replays. We've got it was just all brilliant. Like, anybody can do normal commentary. It takes a special duo to do alternative commentary.
I've got to say, Josh, I don't think anyone can do commentary. I found it surprisingly hard last night, and I wasn't even talking about football.
But no, you did well. You did well, Scott. You did well.
Do you know, we enjoyed it so much. But we came off, we were like, oh, I've never talked for 3 hours non-stop before.
It was such a strange experience. It was so intense and full-on, but one of the greatest things I've ever done.
We'll look back on this, Chris, as I texted you very late last night going, we'll look back on this madness one day and we will be like, that, I can't believe that happened.
Well, Josh, we're glad you enjoyed it.
Good.
Have you heard about the latest news that we're now commentating on the final?
Yes, and I definitely cannot wait for that.
So you'll be choosing us again on Red Button?
Of course I will. Yes, 100%.
But you're sure you like football?
Yes, I love football.
OK, I just need to check.
You can like football and like us.
I know, but I can't get my head around it. Who are you supporting?
The best of both worlds.
Who are you supporting?
I'm going to be pushing towards Portugal on Sunday.
OK. Right. Yeah, we're trying to find some songs for those players at the moment, but it's going all right, you know, with the help of our listeners.
Oh, everyone's been awesome. We've got some great suggestions. But look, we'll save it for Sunday now.
OK, here's my banger. Do you want it, Josh?
Yes.
Let's see what happens here. Not just because French, but this is Madian Imperium.
Good tune.
Thank you. This will sound good on a Friday, right?
I was going to say, no more said about this, Scott. Tune speaks for itself, does it? All right, Josh, you can
have
that.
One of the best French dance tracks of all time.
But then I got thinking, what shall I have as my banger today? And for me, there was only really one choice. Dedicated to Ozil.
We played this a lot last night. Matrix and Future Band will be loving us just from the royalties they'll get.
The German player Ozil, who of course was sadly knocked out of the Euros last night, so really it felt right that we should do this one today.
But he does have very magnetic eyes.
He does.
Two good choices.
It's a hard decision.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Keep talking.
It's a difficult decision, but I think in honour of Ozil, I'm going to go with my next eyes.
Yeah. You're going with Magnetic Eyes, are you? The Ozil tune?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, all right, okay. Josh. Good man.
All right, thank you. I can't argue with that, to be honest. In homage to last night. See, I question if that song would have ever won bangers if it wasn't dedicated to Ozil last night on our alternative commentary. But it's kind of breathed new life into that song, right?
I agree. I will never hear that song the same again.
Matrix and Future Bound, Magnetic Eyes. Is it Ozil or Ozil? Some people are complaining, but they do every time we say someone's name, you know?
I think it's a sort of potato-potato situation.
Okay, I understand. Thank you very much, Josh, for picking that banger today. Matrix and Future Bound. And don't forget to watch our alternative commentary Sunday night, 8 p.m. I mean, he's sold on it already, right?
The final of the Euros 2016.
Let's all just let that sink in for just a moment.
Do you know, before we got to do this semi-final as well, I've been watching the Euros on TV. And then what's been really strange about going to Paris is suddenly it's just like rapidly gone from watching it on TV to then being in the TV.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's been really quite strange.
Also, because there are where we were watching it is where the BBC do a lot of their coverage, which you would have seen on TV, which is, you know, where the big screens are, and it's right in front of the Eiffel Tower. So we would go out there and be in front of the Eiffel Tower and be like, this is weird. This is what we've been watching on TV for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But then we'd go back into the centre where the BBC was, and then you'd see it on TV again on a screen. You'd be like, we've just been in the TV.
It's all really strange.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily. Here he is, looking good and smelling great. It's Ollie Murs.
Hello.
Wow.
How is everyone?
I like to get fragrance
tips.
There
wasn't much enthusiasm in the room. I was like, hello. Okay.
Tumbleweed.
Starkey got involved.
Oh, mate. We've missed you.
We have missed you.
I've missed you guys too. How was the Euros? Did you have fun over there in Paris?
Oh, I can't even begin to tell you how much fun it was.
Yeah?
Right, so what we were doing, Ollie, was we were doing alternative commentary on the BBC Red Button. So now you've got your experts on BBC
yes.
One. Then you've got us goons on the when you press the red button.
Press the red
BBC
button,
One.
You can have our commentary instead.
Well, let's be honest with you. Some of the commentating was dreadful.
Mm.
From us?
No,
I wouldn't say from you guys, but I wish I knew I could have switched over to you now.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, Ollie. We're actually doing the final as
you
well.
Are?
Yeah, we're going back to Paris for the final.
I feel this is one of the few times in life where Ollie Merce would be jealous of me.
I feel I am. Can I just say I'm slightly jealous? I know that you're probably not that massively keen on it. But I know that Chris is a big football fan, so this would mean a lot to him.
I'm just caught up in the vibe of it, Ollie. I'm enjoying it. Alan Shearer sorted it out for us.
Mm. Shut up.
Yeah.
Damn it.
We spoke to him a bit earlier on. In fact, he's kind of become our friend.
Yeah, he's our mate.
Isn't he, Big Al?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good lad.
Yeah. I did soccer aid with him a few times and did his charity night.
Actually, yes, he did mention that to us when we saw him the other day. Yeah.
Lovely. He's a good lad.
I'm going to play you a bit of our commentary.
Griezmann steps up. Griezmann against Neuer. It's a goal, Scott.
It's a goal. For who?
Griezmann, France.
France, okay.
Come on.
We play music.
Love this. You know what? You guys, like...
It's a different approach.
You get to do some good stuff.
It's a different approach. So, another thing as well. Tell him who we met while we were waiting for the Eurostar this morning.
This was a weird moment. So we were a little bit tired because finished late last night, then had a little beer afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Had to get up early to obviously come back here to do the radio. And we're waiting for the train.
We're really...
Lying down on the ground.
We're on the floor. Let's wait in for the Eurostar. Just lying on the floor in the terminal.
Yeah.
Yeah, guy comes over. He's like, how you doing, lads?
In sunglasses.
Rio Ferdinand.
Oh, Rio, you're on moon, are you?
Casually steps up. Because here's the thing.
Oh, boys, you're on, aren't you?
That's exactly what it was.
Here's the thing. I think they respect
what
us
doing down here?
As BBC Sport people.
Yeah.
As like one of the
you
team.
You feel part of the team.
That's what I'm saying.
He's even started calling them his colleagues.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, necessarily true.
I love Rio. He's a good lad as well. They're all great.
You played a blinder at soccer, by
cheers,
the way.
Cheers, mate. No, I had a great time. It was a great week. I mean, you know, you probably caught up a lot of it on social media because we were all of us were tweeting every single day all the stuff that we're getting up to, and it kind of did feel even though it was for charity, it did feel for the week, it was kind of like a bit of a stag and we were all just having such a good time. But I think, you know, for us celebrities and you know, obviously for the football players, it's a week where you kind of have you don't see each other all the time, for example.
No.
So Paddy McGuinness, I don't see Paddy all the time. Even me and Paddy are good friends. I don't really get to see him all the time. You know, John Bishop's the same, Niall, all the lads. So we it was good to have a week together. And then when we get to the game on Sunday, you know, we won, which was amazing. But I felt like...
Well, you missed a couple of sitters.
Yeah, like,
and actually knowing you, because you are a good footballer as well. Because
I've
played a couple of games with you where I don't know what it was for, some Radio 1 match that we played a while ago. But you're really good footballer.
Good.
Cheers, mate. Well, I've been getting roasted by older boys because I kept missing.
Yeah, they were bad misses.
Dida was in goal. I mean, this is AC Milan's, an AC Milan goalkeeper. But I just wish that the England team in the Euros had the kind of team spirit that we had. Because we kind of did have that Welsh team spirit. Like, we were really together as a team. Like, you know, we just felt like we were going to win, you know.
Did
we
you
just
get subbed off?
Yeah,
and you
I think that's 70
about
minutes.
It. Yeah, but you really were
obviously
happy
devastated.
About it.
But then I thought, I can't really have a
what
moment.
What was that question? Did you get what?
Subbed off.
Oh, right. Okay.
Sorry, Scott's still learning.
I'm still learning, Ollie. Still learning.
What are the catchphrases?
I mean, there were times where I really came unstuck last night, but I'll be fine for the final. Don't worry about it.
Ah, amazing.
It looked like a real kind of team spirit on that one. I liked all the pictures in the planes and the buses with you and the lads.
Oh, we just had such a laugh. Like, it was just a great week. And at the end of it, which was so amazing, we won the game and then we raised, you know, £10 million for UNICEF, which was just incredible. And we say it every year because, you know, a bit like, you know, the Comic Reliefs and all the other charities that we get involved in, you know, Soccer Aid, I don't think Johnny Wilkes and Robbie really felt like this was going to go on for as long as it did.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Every time we come back, I mean, it was the most watched show, Soccer Aid, that we've ever done. It was the most we've ever raised. So it was like, oh, maybe I'll get a call in 2 years.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll be back.
You'll definitely be on.
Well, imagine,
so yeah, it was fun.
Imagine the day where, and it already has happened to some people, where you don't get the call anymore. That must be gutting.
I do feel, I felt so bad for Danny Jones because
I know.
Danny was saying to me like, oh, you know, I really want to do soccer aid this year. And he was announced late and he was really pushing because he really wanted to do it. And Danny's a great football player and a great guy. And then he, 2 days into the training session, Sol Campbell takes him out. I mean, big Sol, he's a big old lad, more ways than one. Takes him down and literally he just broke all these up. Well,
so is this why you've made a very good song to come back with? Because you need to ensure that you're
yeah, exactly. That is the whole point, Chris. That is
it
why
is
I'm
a good
to,
one.
I want to be back on that, back on Soccer Aid in 2 years' time. Yeah,
lads, just a quick reality check for me here. In the last 48 hours, this is the most I've ever talked about football.
Love it. And yeah. you seem so involved in it as well.
I'm a changed boy. I really am. What I like about you, Ollie Murs, is like you're the hardest working pop star I know.
Thanks, mate.
Like, so many gigs. You care so much about your fans. You always wanted to record the next biggest new song, a new album. But what I do enjoy is for 2 weeks a year, he goes to Las Vegas and it turns into an episode of Sun, Sea and Suspicious Parents. Hey, here I am in a pool with an inflatable willy between my legs.
Normally they're like 17, 18-year-olds. My mum and dad are there with a 32-year-old. What is our 32-year-old son?
But I enjoy
That's
it.
The first thing, literally, when I got back, I said, Mum, did you see sales in Vegas? She went, oh, yes, I did.
Oh, no.
And what is with that big thing that you had, the inflatable, you know,
that happened.
Yeah, it did.
All right.
Yeah, oh, it's a classic Ollie Murs picture.
Yeah, and I got it was I just thought, why not? At the time, I think it was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Fine.
I've had a few drinks.
Yeah.
I mean, a few meaning about 15.
You're allowed to go on holiday, Ollie.
Yeah. And I thought it was a really good idea to post that picture. But
I thought what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Is
exactly.
That not true?
Apart from keeping it on Instagram.
We showed you 5% of Vegas in the pictures.
I enjoy these holidays he goes on, and then he comes back and he's like, focus again. I like it.
No, I had to. To be fair, we was going over there for the video for the You Don't Know Love, the new single, and we were literally... I said to my team, I said, look, I'm already going over for my mates, for a couple of guys' 30ths. So, you know, wherever the video is, let me know because we already had it scheduled in. It could be in London, it could be anywhere. And it actually came in, it was in LA. So I did it before the lads arrived.
How handy.
So I was in there for
just
the first
time.
It was just perfect.
It could have worked out better.
It was amazing. You guys are so sarcastic.
No, it's true.
But I mean, it was amazing. We had a great 30th and had a great week. But then why... Look, I thought it was a really good idea to go to Vegas. Really good idea. And then I came back and realised that was the worst thing I could have done. Because it took me like 2 weeks to recover and I've only just recovered from it. And now I have Hyde Park tomorrow morning. Afternoon with Take That. And I'm like, I've had antibiotics this week.
Have you not been well, have you?
Yeah, I've been struggling.
But that wasn't because
of
Vegas.
Funny. It's
just
really funny
some kind of
anyone that's ever been before.
It's viral
thing. Been like Glastonbury. They always say, yeah, the first couple of days you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then it hits you.
Right.
Like 3 or 4 days later. And that's kind of what happened to me.
Wow.
And I've been suffering ever since.
Right, we're going to play the song now. So this is Ollie Murs, his brand new track. Fifth album coming later in the year.
Fifth album, that's right. I'm still here.
And You Don't Know Love is the track. It's playing now on Radio 1.
Oh my God, it's the first time I heard it.
Ollie Murs is just having his own listening party there to his own track.
Do you know what? It always sounds so much better on the radio.
It does.
Wow.
Do you know
what?
What
are you guys doing here?
Do you know why? It's because it's a thing called compression.
Oh, I like that word.
It makes the songs like compression. Makes them sound really kind of squeezed and therefore and more powerful on the radio.
No.
That's why.
Well, thank you for playing it, sir.
Do you know what? That is a smash, that.
Cheers, buddy.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it. No, I'm really proud of it, the song. And
you should be.
No, it's a bit of a different sound for me, which I really like.
Yeah, so. I was just saying to you, you can still tell it's you. And I don't want to go, because it's such a cliche to go, it's a much more mature sound. But it sounds cool. I like it.
No, I wanted to do something different. I think it's, you know, everyone, I mean, like, for example, that Justin Timberlake song that's out at the minute, like a man of people that text me, going,
I know.
New single. I was like, I wish it was.
I know.
But that's kind of what I've always done. I've always done them sort of happy tunes. But but this one, I think it's got a real energy to it, but it's more honest and about, you know, my previous relationship and things like that. So it's nice to do something a bit more honest and a bit more different. It's cool.
Good comment from Jason in Middlesbrough.
Cheers.
Wow, this is going to fund so many more inflatables in Vegas. My favourite man in the whole world, Laura.
Thanks, Laura.
in the Wirral says, me and my 8-year-old sister Millie actually already know all of the words.
Oh, that's very kind. Thanks, Solly.
They'll be singing that back to you soon. Are you going to tour again? Because there was a point where you were on tour for about 360 days of the year.
Well, now we're not doing X this year. Next year we'll be looking likely to do a tour, which we always do. And I think it's we've got a couple of big things coming up this year. The Fusion Festival, which is in September. We've got Hyde Park on Saturday, which is tomorrow.
That is tomorrow.
And,
which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I just remembered.
Your life, man.
And then obviously, yeah, then hopefully with the album coming out end of the year, we'll do a tour next year, which would be amazing. You've come to a couple of shows, haven't you?
Yeah.
I've been to many of your shows.
Yeah, that's why we're keen for you to get back on tour.
Yeah, jeez, I like it.
It's a good night out.
You can have a good night out. He gives, like, he kind of winks to the lads, but he gives the ladies what they want as well.
Yeah, that's what. Do you know what?
Give a few 20% winks.
That's why you're good. Guys like you as well.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, you're good with both girls and guys.
I always find that when I see lads on the street and ask for a picture, and they always go, "This one's from your girlfriend." But yeah, I'll picture, please.
Yeah.
But no, listen. You know, it's great to have fans from. You know, I love them all. So it's what amazing. Do anyone that comes up and says hi?
What do people drink at an Ollie Murs gig? Is it beer?
Cider.
Is it cider?
Yeah. Is it though?
I think so. I don't think I'm kind of. I'm not quite Robbie Williams at the minute.
No.
When you go to a Robbie gig, they get, you know, they get drunk and have a real go at it.
The white wine.
Yeah, I don't know, beers and everything. I went to the stadium tour with Robbie, and I was like, wow, you know, 8 o'clock in the evening, they were gone. I think my fans a little bit. They don't drink as much at the minute.
It's not blue drinks.
It's a younger audience.
It's not blue drinks.
It's not blue drinks.
It's past that now. The ones have a blue tongue.
You're saying the new album.
Hooch. We do a lot of hooch.
Hooch.
The new album's more cider.
Yeah. No.
It's more cider.
It's more a Prosecco.
Prosecco. Nice. Nice.
Yeah. So are you still as busy as ever, or have you had a bit of time to chill and just kind of take stock and work on this album quite intensely?
Well, obviously, like I say, compared to last year, which was crazy, I did 12 months last year. It was like ridiculous. We toured, we did X Factor, then we toured again, then we did X Factor, then we toured again, and it was like crazy. So it was nice to get the break in January, start writing the album. So really, the last few months, I've just been playing football, seeing my mates, spending time with my nephew and my family, getting the album finished, and then now it's back onto the promo wagon and back on the horse.
Do you want to do more TV again? Would you
love
do?
To.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what's up for grabs. Actually,
what's this?
Homes Under the Hammer.
Oh, it
I saw
is.
That. I saw
the
that.
Ladies left that, and you would be awesome.
Yeah. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Under the that's hammer. A show.
I'm not sure that's for me.
No,
I think
never say never, Ollie.
Yeah, I've done that before. I've left people that are really popular on shows, and it doesn't quite work out. I think Chris Evans found that out as well. So
yeah,
it's not easy.
Blooming TV.
You could do that. Top Gear?
No.
Why not? He'd be good at that.
Oh, don't say that. That's why I got told I did the last one. But no, I love
TV,
and I really, really want to do it again in the future. But I just think trying to do it at the same time as music is so hard. So for me, it's just focus on what I'm doing.
And get back on tour.
Yeah, back on tour, see the fans. And I think, like I say, it's something I can delve into in the future for sure, which I hope I can. Yeah.
But also, you're going now back to what is actually your first love, really.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you know, like I say, just finished the album. The album feels amazing. It's a bit different. Got some really amazing collaborations on it. So yeah, it's going to be an exciting year.
It's all good, really, isn't it?
What else you guys got coming up in the future?
We've got the final of the Euros on Sunday.
On Sunday.
We weren't expecting.
When's transfer deadline day?
Oh, mate, you're keen to get involved in that. Now, when do we do that?
I want to get
back on that fake helicopter.
No, but wasn't it fake? you need to be involved in that. We normally do that. Well, it's kind of just
well,
after
December,
Christmas.
Isn't it? It's just before Christmas.
You'll be on
I've
again.
Got a real sneaky feeling that I'm going to finish this interview and be really disappointed in you guys.
Why?
Because I think deep down, you guys know why I always love coming on this show.
He wants to play innuendo bingo.
Bingo innuendo.
That's what I mean. That's what
I'm sure we've asked you and you've turned it down.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh,
no.
I'm getting,
you're getting daggers left, right, and centre.
I'm getting shakes of the head and disapproving looks from every corner.
We've done that every time I've seen you, Scott and Chris. And
I know.
Today, you've let me down.
Would you have played it today? You've just been ill. You've got to look after your voice, darling. You've got a gig tomorrow.
Yeah, when you.
We don't do it on a Friday, though, Ollie.
No.
Next time you have the Holly, like when you have Margaret Robbie in, or if you had Jennifer Lawrence in, you should invite me in just for that.
Okay. So next time we have a hot. Next time we have a hot Hollywood A-list. Someone's writing that down, so that might happen. That's brilliant.
please.
Listen, it's really good to see you.
I want a battle.
Have a good... Yeah, we will sort a battle for you. Because we were saying this the other day, do you remember in the pub, like, why hasn't Ollie done bingo for a while?
Yeah. It's an amazing game. It's the best game ever.
Still going strong.
Still, actually, that's been around a long time. It has. Been around how long?
How long have you been around?
Do you mean the game or me?
Both.
I think the game's been around as long as Ollie Murr's career.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it hasn't.
No, to be fair, I swear I played that in 2010 and 2011.
So yeah, you're
been
probably
around
right.
For 7 years that game.
All right,
the
good.
Fans love it.
Time flies.
It's still fresh. It's still fresh as ever. That game.
Listen, Ollie, so good to see you. Come back and see us soon. We love the song. Thank you very much
for playing it. Appreciate it. See you.
Come back soon for a biv in your Rendo Bingo.
Good luck at the final.
Thank you.
Cheers. Mate.
Scott Mills on Radio 1, and Greg James is playing Real or No Real with us next. Now, do you remember, cast your mind back, must have been 24 hours ago now, Chris.
Well, a lot's happened.
A lot's happened in 24 hours, but we were getting ready, do you remember, for our first semi-final commentary in that cafe. You were having another croque monsieur. Really think you're having too much cheese right now.
Crocs were on.
Just thought I'd wait till on air to tell you.
I had so many crocs.
So many.
Madames, messieurs.
And then started critiquing them when they weren't quite good as the other one.
Do you know what my favourite thing
this
that
cheese
I...
cheese is not melted properly.
Well, one thing you told me off for doing is I kept wanting to tweet Raymond Blanc pictures of the crocs that I'm eating.
But why just, would
just
he want?
For, I don't know. Just
why
for
would he
his,
want that?
Just for his approval. Just like, look at me, Raymond. I'm having a croc.
Here's another picture of my food that I'm eating.
Yeah.
Anyway, remember we're in that cafe and we're having another croc and the coffee and Cake by the Ocean by DNCE came on. And I was like, oh, DNCE have got a good new song. And I played it to you on the YouTubes. Do you remember?
You did, yeah.
It's called Toothbrush and I'm playing it now on Radio 1. It's really good. It's more of the same, but I do like it. DNCE and Toothbrush on Radio 1. Leaving a toothbrush at someone's place, as we all know, quite a significant development in the relationship.
My mate Will has just done this.
Has
left
he?
A toothbrush. I mentioned very briefly this week that my best mate from school has moved in with me for the first time. So he's sort of between flats and whatever.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds amazing and dangerous.
But he's got about 5 weeks, okay, so before he finds somewhere else and all the rest of it. So I said, just come and stay with me.
Yeah.
We've known each other since we were 11. Never live with each other.
Oh, this is weird.
Already it's annoying.
Is it?
I mean, during the show, he texts me going, what's your Wi-Fi password?
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. It's
you've known
five.
Him since 11 and you've never realised how annoying this is.
but then he sent me a video. He Snapchatted himself putting his toothbrush in the pot.
Classic.
He just went, ding, I've arrived.
It's quite a statement, isn't it?
Huge.
So we're back from actual Gay Paris.
Gay Paris, I thought you did so brilliantly last night.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I'm so pleased they've got you back for the final.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. If you've missed this, Alan Shearer rang us earlier and was like, oh yeah, you did well last night, so now you're commentating on the red button on the final. That's
France-Portugal.
Who's
in the final again, Scott?
France-Portugal.
And when's it on?
It's 8 o'clock Sunday night.
On what channel?
On BBC One, but just press the red button.
More importantly, red button.
There we are.
I'm just glad that Germany are out and people can stop tweeting about Thomas Müller.
We've got a lot of that.
Loads of people think.
I know, shut up.
And here's today's Real or No Real.
I hate it.
Germany's biggest techno DJ has been caught out watching his country play at Euro 2016 on his phone while also DJing at a festival in front of 5,000 people.
Oh, yes. This is a classic. He'll be doing all the mixing, but he'll have his little phone there and he'll be watching the game, won't he?
Yeah, this is a good one. I reckon loads of people will do this, though, because you can watch the football and catch up on any sport on your phone, really, so you can just have it hidden there.
Right, at work.
Whilst you go about, whilst you do work. And also, a big weekend of sport ahead.
For example, you could be watching the alternative commentary on the BBC Sport app,
yes,
I imagine.
Yes, you could.
Well, exactly.
For the final, yeah.
I guess there was so much sport on at the moment and you want to catch it if you're a fan. Work is getting in the way, so why not just put a little phone there? No one's going to know, will they?
Great idea.
In fact, Chris, there was a man who used to be the mid-2000s version of you who, while presenting on the show, used to have a small TV monitor under the desk next to him so he could catch up.
That's so cool, and clearly he was respected enough that could happen.
In fact, we were recording something completely not to do with Radio 1 once, but it was being filmed.
and he actually still had the monitor under the desk.
So he demanded that there would be a screen underneath for
him. Yes, he did.
You did say that he got a lot of respect.
Yeah.
The reason Scott didn't say his name is not because he didn't want to embarrass you, but it's because he'd forgotten it.
Yeah, oh, right.
So actually, is it Scott's forgotten his name?
I don't know. They all come and go. I don't know.
I think that's very degrading to people like myself, Scott.
And hopefully that he's listening.
There's been a lot of them. Anyway, real or no real, Germany's biggest techno DJ has been caught watching his country play at Euro 2016 on his phone while DJing in front of 5,000 people. Can this be reals?
Mm. You have gone through them, haven't you, actually?
So many.
All right, let's say...
quite a reputation.
Let's say real.
I think this is, but is it a problem to be caught doing that? I don't think so. I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
It is real. Nothing comes between a diehard sports fan and their favourite team. So Sven Vath, a German DJ, was caught watching the soccer game during his festival set. He streamed the game on his phone, thought so, and secretly rested it on his DJ mixer.
That's great.
I think it's okay with the football, but I think if you catch a DJ like that, I don't know, watching Love Island or something.
Plus one.
It's not right.
And next.
It is French law that David Guetta should be played at least once an hour on French radio.
Oof. All French radio.
There is actually a rule. There is a rule about you have to have a certain amount of French songs on French radio.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
So you'll get Adele, then you'll get Sam Smith.
And then you get a random.
Yeah, five French
And then you
songs.
Get like Twin, Le Moustache. That's one of my faves.
Yeah, he's
on Fun Radio.
Yeah. We played that when the goals were scored by France last night.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I still didn't understand it. Sorry, it was really busy last night. Why were you playing the Moustache song? What is it?
Because it's one of the most French songs I've ever heard. Came last in the Eurovision Song Contest in 2014.
Wow. Remembered that, but didn't remember your old co-host.
Yeah. I do remember him. We go back. I spoke to him the other day, of course.
Of course.
So David Guetta played at least once an hour on French radio, but they must have like classical stations or like... oldies stations where they come on you. He's been around a while. You can just play the old ones.
Just slow him down. Half speed.
That new David Guetta one is everywhere in France, isn't it?
I mean, we heard it a lot.
I actually like it a lot now just because I think it's become part of me. Just because I've heard it so much, it's sort of ingrained in my brain.
But you know, like, Paris so busy and you can hear everyone's car radios. I did hear a lot of David Guetta, and it wasn't just that World Cup song. So
well,
this
like
could
the
be real.
Old school stuff. Love, yeah. Don't Let Me Go.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
got Everything. Me listen and cry.
All of those. Everything that starts with bow, 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 bow was on all the time.
Yeah.
So it could be real. What do you think?
So many girls in here.
Bing law. A law just for David Guetta. That's the bit I struggle with. So I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
But okay. As Greg said, it's correct. 40% of all music on French radio does have to be French. And this is a bit weird. Half of it can't be older than 6 months old.
There's another thing. There's a load of songs that they... I've just remembered this. I meant to talk about it. They re-sing British English songs in a French voice. Or they put a French verse in it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Actually, I heard that with, you know that song, One Last Time, Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a French version in that. I heard it the other day.
Really? They get a French singer to do a French verse.
Yes.
Verse on it.
Yes, very good. And it kind of sounds like a duet.
I think Derulo might even sing his own French bit because he's Derulo.
It's a very good idea. Cos Large Country and all the record sales.
Monies.
And finally.
Hollywood superstar Emma Stone convinced her parents to let her get into acting with a PowerPoint presentation.
That's the kind of thing Alice Levine would do, isn't it? I can imagine her doing the same stuff, a PowerPoint presentation to the family. I don't know, to raise her pocket money.
I think it's a really good idea. I mean, it's quite severe though, isn't it? It's quite sit down, Chris, sit down. Imagine your mum and dad sitting you down.
A bit sad you've got to spend so long preparing it.
Yeah. I hate a PowerPoint presentation.
Never my favourite.
So boring.
Yeah, but we rarely have to deal with them in this line of work, really, don't we?
Yeah, I've had to, and yet
they are still boring. we barely get to look at them, but every now and then the boss will come and do a little graph. You think, oh, come on.
I don't like it. The rare time we've been shown a PowerPoint presentation and they try and jazz it up by putting, like, effects.
Guys, this does go out in the management office, just letting you know.
Does it?
Effects on the...
I thought they had Radio 2 on.
On certain words, you know, as if that makes it fun. The word shake and stuff. And
notice, guys, that I'm not being any part of this convo.
Which is ironic, because you were very vocal at that particular PowerPoint about
certain
things.
Oh, it was that one, wasn't it?
Do you remember?
Can you imagine either of you? Can you imagine me doing a PowerPoint? Think about it. Think about it. Can't, can you?
You doing a PowerPoint?
Can't think about it. Can you,
you would 100% have a laser pointer, and you wouldn't know what to do with it. You'd just be making marks on the wall.
Hang on a minute. Real or no real? Emma Stone convinced her parents to let her act with a PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, laser pointers.
I do think this is the kind of thing that she may do. I'm going to go real.
Real.
That one's real.
Yes, it's real. She did it when she was 14. At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 30, Greg got 20.
So next, a rare treat to have you on a Friday, by the way, the official chart.
It's the 1 year anniversary of it.
Is it?
The year of the chart, yeah.
Happy birthday chart. The Scott Mills Daily. Make sure you're watching the BBC Red Button Sunday night at 8 o'clock for me and Chris's alternative commentary for the Euros final. And back here, 1 p.m. on Monday on Radio 1.